If you're a real estate agent, if you've been in the business for a while, you've given a lot of referrals out. And the question is, are those people referring you back? And if they're not, you need to find people that will.
Hello, welcome to episode 138 of the Smart Agents Podcast. My name is Michael Walter, and I'll be your host. In today's episode, we are joined by Brandon Barnum, CEO of HOA.com. Now, as an agent listening to this, what's the number one problem you're trying to solve in order to grow your real estate business? Most of you are going to say the need for leads and listings. Pretty basic, right? Well, throughout our conversation with Brandon, he breaks down his top tips for growing your referral partners, or as he likes to call them, your referral champions. From finding the right referral partners to effectively communicating the need for the partnership to be mutually beneficial, this conversation is packed full of great tips for brand new agents and those with decades of experience. Now, before we get on to today's featured interview, make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents Podcast. You can find the show on all major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and now Amazon Music. Also, if you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or real estate tips to share with our community, send us a message to feedback@smartagents.com. We're always on the lookout for new stories to share. All right, let's get on to the day's featured interview with Brandon Barnum. If you're interested in checking out HOA.com, I've included a link in the episode description, as well as a link to his book, Raving Referrals. Just getting started out, if you could introduce yourself to us a little bit, who you are and a little bit about yourself.
Hey guys, I'm Brandon Barnum. I'm the CEO of HOA.com. Man, I was in the mortgage business for 12 years. I got started as a single dad back in my 20s and was fortunate enough to take that experience and kind of learn the art and the science of raving referrals. But I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I've got three kids, married for 25 years, and love playing volleyball and scuba diving and long walks on the beach.
There you go. Scuba diving in Arizona. So
yeah, not much here, but man, all over the world, there's some great dive spots, but I haven't found any here in Phoenix.
Yeah, absolutely. So right before we hit record, we were talking about, you know, real estate, and one of the main ways to bring in success is through those referrals. However, what we were talking about is that a lot of times agents will refer people out to their vendors, but it's not necessarily reciprocated. So let's kind of dive into that conversation a little bit.
It's huge. We call it activating your referral network. And one of the biggest challenges that I see, and my last platform, Michael, just so you know, before HOA.com, is I had a company called Refer.com. We had built that to 5 million members, including 250,000 realtors. So I've been able to look at this problem holistically of how do you, as the individual real estate agent, build a referral network of people that are sending you business consistently and predictably. And it's really about, number one, it starts with activating the existing relationships of people that you know, like, and trust, and formalizing a referral partnership. We teach something we call the referral partner blueprint, and we really help people to go through that process and get people to commit to doing more business with you and cross-promoting you to everyone they know.
Right. So when it comes to actually, you know, even just starting those relationships, I think a lot of people have heard of, you know, go to the local, you know, business owner mixers and those kind of networking events. What are some tips to actually make those fruitful events for yourself rather than just go there and have a drink and meet a few people?
Yeah, well, so number one, start with the end in mind, right? It all starts with a vision of who you're looking to partner with. I would never recommend somebody just go to some networking event and randomly talk to strangers. I always teach people, and this you'll find, and I've written a book, or number one bestseller, called Raving Referrals. And so there's a formula for this, especially when it comes specifically, Michael, to going to networking events. But before you even go out to an event, number one, take inventory of who you're looking to refer to. Start with the end in mind and from the perspective of who do you already give referrals to, right? If you're a real estate agent, if you've been in the business for a while, you've given a lot of referrals out. And the question is, are those people referring you back? And if they're not, you need to find people that will, right? So number one, your mortgage lender should be promoting you and giving you referrals from time to time. Now, you're going to give them more than they give you. That's just the nature of the business. But if you don't have a mortgage loan officer that's committed to helping you grow your business, go find one that will. And this is literally something that we teach at HOA.com, is helping the mortgage lenders add more value and promote their referral partners. So beyond mortgage, though, you've got people that you've been referring business to. And what we teach is how to partner and promote with those professionals. We give people a list of the top 100 different home service categories, industries, so that you can take inventory and then identify who is it that you're referring business to and start with those people, right? We teach a concept called creating your own business alliance, right? A lot of people join a BNI or a LATIP. Instead of joining somebody else's group, we recommend you start your own. And it's as easy as one day a month you get people together, but start with that list of who you already send business to, who are the people that do an amazing job for your clients. And you want to have a conversation about getting them agreeing to promote you on a regular basis, because a client for one can be a client for all.
Right. I think what you said is actually, like, you know, kind of getting them to agree to give you business. I think that can be kind of hard to ask sometimes. So how do you kind of, I guess, you know, get that message out there? Like, look, you know, this is going to be a two-way street. I'm not just looking for somebody to, you know, hand my clients over to.
Yeah, it's a great question, Michael. And you're absolutely right. So people have a block about asking for help. Right. But Michael, if I ask you for a favor, if you're somebody, if we're friends and I ask you for a favor, what are you inclined to say?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. How can I help? Right. Yeah. And see, the number one challenge that your listeners are facing, if you're listening right now and you're a real estate agent, what's your number one challenge? For 9 out of 10 of you, it's you need more clients, more marketing, more referrals, more leads. That's what we hear over and over again. And when you think about the other professionals that you refer business to, what do you think their biggest challenge is? More clients, better marketing, more referrals, more leads, right? So everybody's got the same challenge, but nobody's really taken the time to think about, hey, if we partner together, if we commit to building our business together, we can all win together. So we teach, don't be the lone ranger, don't be the lone wolf, create a trusted team. You have people, but most people have never really formalized that process. That's part of what we do at HOA.com. We actually create a home safe report that's kind of like, a lot of your listeners are probably familiar with, like a HomeBot or My Home IQ, where it's a monthly valuation report. The difference is with ours, it's not only about you promoting you to the homeowners in your database, you're also promoting your trusted team. You might have financial advisor, insurance agent, mortgage lender, painter, plumber, HVAC, roofer, landscaper, all of those people who are serving homeowners every single day. So rather than starting with an ask, I recommend you start with a give, right? Hey, listen, I'm creating my business alliance of the people that I trust and I'm going to be recommending to my clients too. And you're at the top of my list. And so if you're interested in being part of my team, what I'm asking is that I'll promote you and you promote me. I'll refer you and you promote me, or you refer me. Is that something that you're interested in? You're getting 9 out of 10 people are going to say yes. Like, it's the easiest ask because it's really a give. They know that you're the source of clients for them. You just need to help them understand that they need to be a source of clients for you too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really like those, you know, those relationships, especially for the agents out there, you know, those landscapers and the home repair, the HVAC, because they are, you know, they're in so many homes. For us where I live, it's a, you know, neighborhood where there's a couple hundred homes in it. And we have the landscaping companies that come around. Those guys know pretty early on when somebody's getting their home ready to put up on the market and things like that. And those are great, you know, people out there almost kind of doing some surveillance for you.
Scouting. They should be your referral scouts, 100%. And you turn them into referral champions, right? Because the reality is, if you're a real estate agent, you're giving business to all of those people. Well, isn't it time you got some back, right? Isn't it time that you create? And you don't have to create the plan. That's the beauty of it. Like here at HOA.com, we have the referral partner blueprint. I've been doing this for 27 years. I started out in the mortgage business. And in that time, I did over $500 million in transactions. And the whole reason was I added value to my referral partners. I used to put on first-time homebuyer seminars where we'd rent out the big hotel room. I'd run quarter-page ads in the Oregonian. I lived in Portland, Oregon, the local newspaper. And so I would invest in drawing the people in because I knew that the more business I gave to my referral partners, the more business they were going to give back. Right. So I used to do real estate investment seminars, same reason. And then I would bring in my best real estate agents, insurance agents, financial advisors, and we'd all do it together. But I'd be the one on stage holding the microphone and then inviting my best vendors in. Well, you can do that too. And it's not that challenging. And, you know, it's interesting. I was just at the National Association of Realtors conference in Orlando, Florida, a couple months back. They say there's going to be 5 million real estate transactions that close in 2023. So that's the good news. There's lots of business out there. Question is, how much are you getting of it? But they're projecting that about 60% is going to be first-time homebuyers. Those people don't know what you know. They're looking for help. So show up as help, educate the market, put on a webinar, a workshop, a lunch and learn, partner with different companies that already have your perfect prospects that they're working for and add value to those employers, right? You might be able to tie into a relocation department, and the more value you add, the more referrals you're going to get.
Right. Absolutely. And I think, you know, the way technology is now, it's so easy to do that and put those things together, whether that be, you know, a Zoom type conference where you have, you know, that you're bringing people in and having those, you know, a conversation, even if it's like, you know, once a month, you have a different type of vendor or different professional on, or you can even do, you know, videos that you post on a YouTube page and cut them up and put them on it. There's so many different ways to kind of get that information and show those partnerships out to your customer base.
Yeah. And you got to get into action. Here's the thing. Most of your people are listening right now because they love to learn, which is cool, but you got to take action. And that's about picking up the phone and calling people, right? But you've got to have a plan in place first that you're following. So again, you know, the referral partner blueprint is a good way to go. Check out the Raving Referrals book. There's just a ton of gold in there. There's scripts, there's tips, there's literally all the strategies, including in the referral partner blueprint, there's 21 different co-marketing campaigns. And these are all free to implement mostly. There's a couple of them that like you have to invest a little bit of money, but for the most part, they're all free strategies, right? How do you introduce each other? I'm going to introduce you, like, Michael, you might be looking for a CPA to add to your team. And then you can literally say, hey, I'm looking for a great CPA to add to my referral team. Who do you know that you'd rate as a 9 or 10 out of 10? And now you're literally getting other people to give you what we call a raving referral, right? An introduction to those professionals that you're looking for your network. So rather than going out to a networking event, like you said, Michael, ask the people that are already your clients. They'll make those introductions. And now instead of starting from scratch, starting cold, you've got somebody that's edifying you that's saying, oh, you've got to meet Michael. He does an incredible job and he's going to take care of your clients.
Right. And I have to imagine that helps also with the aligning of, you know, your values, because if you're working with this person and then they see, you know, this business style from you, and they're also recommending this other person, I'd imagine the value systems are pretty similar there.
They should be. And you need to have that conversation. Like there really is a conversation you need to have. I mean, again, we walk you through it in the book and the blueprint, but it's all about getting aligned, right? And understanding who their perfect prospect is. And if you focus on a team of professionals who help homeowners, just like you were saying with the landscaper, right? And also with other professionals that are in maybe construction, you teach them who to be on the lookout for. Hey, if you ever hear of somebody that's doing a renovation project because they're getting ready to sell their house, guess what? That is somebody that I would love to offer a free valuation for that. And I'll do, you know, a CMA, and I'll do an analysis and really help them get the best price for the home. Now, you have to think about, what are the magic words that seller wants to hear? Right. And if you're a real estate agent, I don't need to tell you what they are. You probably already perfected that for yourself. But you've got to train your referral partners of who to be on the lookout for and how to introduce you. That's just part of the process, and that's part of your business. Like, that's, you've got to master your craft, and that's part of that client attraction process.
Right. And I think once, you know, by implementing these things and really kind of investing the time in this, it really helps you save on the amount of money that you're going to be putting into the outbound marketing and those other things, because you are creating this, you know, this whole group and this whole army that's out there doing your marketing for you.
That's it. We call them referral champions. You want to turn all of these people into referral champions for you. And, you know, if you think about even the top 20 categories of professionals and industries that you're sending business to, like, take an inventory. Who did you send clients to last year? Go through your phone, go through a social media, and just literally write down the names or create a spreadsheet if you're that organized of the people that you sent business to. Think about the clients that you closed last year. Who did you help move? Who actually serves homeowners as well? You probably never thought about turning that client into a referral partner. But what better testimonial than somebody that you've already served? They've been through your process. You've helped them find their dream home or their next home or their investment home. And so they're going to talk from that personal perspective and give you that incredible testimony. So, you know, think about the people who you've already served and that you already referred to. And then also the third category is, who is already referring you? Maybe you've got a source of business that's referring you every once in a while. How can you get them to refer you more often? Maybe there are local design companies. Like, we work with ProSource here in Phoenix, and they've got showrooms all across the country, right? They've got homeowners coming in all the time doing design projects, sometimes because they're getting ready to sell. So if you can turn those people into referral scouts and referral champions for your business, you'll have all the clients that you desire and deserve.
Right. So for the people that are maybe listening to this and they're newer agents and maybe don't have the huge, you know, list of past clients or a whole lot of, you know, experience, how do they go and approach these referral partnerships and have something to offer?
Absolutely. So, I mean, if you're newer to the business, I always recommend people start out on a team, because I think that's a great way to get fed and to learn. It's like the apprenticeship of old, right? So, right. You know, that's something that a lot of people do for a year or two to really get the experience, build up their network. But, you know, most real estate companies are going to give you a memory jogger, right? We give the top 100 different referral categories, and you've got to ASK to GET. My mentor, Mark Victor Hansen, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, he taught me that, wow, 19 years ago now. I've known that man. I'm having breakfast with him on Friday. Can't wait to see him. He's awesome. But you've got to ask for everything that you want. Now, the beauty is you don't have to ask directly. You can ask, who do you know that, right? Again, I'm looking to grow my business. I'm building my trusted team of people I can refer my clients to. Who do you know that is a great CPA, financial planner, painter, plumber, whatever it is that you're looking for? Get somebody else to make that introduction. Get somebody else to connect you, because as soon as they do, that trust level is naturally higher. The research shows 90% of people trust recommendations from others. So if I tell you this is a great movie, a great professional, you're 90% more likely to trust that person. And then you're 400% more likely to hire somebody when they get referred to you. So you want to be the person that gets referred. Start by asking for the types of people that you want to be referred to. The people you in your network already know who you should connect with. And you don't have to assume that position like you've been in the business for 20 years, because you haven't. Maybe you've been in the business for 20 minutes, right? Yeah. And then you ask for help. Hey, I'm just getting started, and I'm looking to learn from people that are at the top of the game, right? So that's what I would do, is ask for help. Again, we talked about this earlier, Michael. People want to help you. So when you ask for help from the people that already know, like, and trust you, they want to help you be successful. You just have to have the confidence to ask, and you got to go take action. You got to make as many calls as you can, because if you're sitting there thinking about what to do, the phone is not going to ring on its own. You got to take action.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of those things that, you know, in the real estate, you know, all the real estate kind of stuff out there, it's always, you know, you got to make time to cultivate those cold leads, but you really need to set aside time to cultivate these relationships too. Like, this is a huge part of your business if you want it to scale to the success that it can have, and you have to dedicate the time to do this.
Yeah, there's people that are just crushing it on social media and that's all they do. I'm a fan of relationships. You just said the magic word, right? It's that relational equity that you build over time, and it takes time. So as you go through the contacts in your phone, as you look at your social media feed, look at your friends that you've known the longest. Maybe you went to high school with somebody or college with somebody, and maybe they're a property manager now, right? You think about property managers, those are a gold mine. And a lot of people won't make the call because they assume that those people already have realtors. Well, that may be true, but start with the people that know, like, and trust you and ask for help. Ask for introductions. You never know what you're going to find. And if you don't ask, the answer is always no.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So tell me a little bit about HOA.com. And, you know, for agents that don't, you know, aren't too familiar with it, like how it works and what it can do for our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of things. Number one, what we're building is kind of like Nextdoor meets Angie's List. Our mission is to connect homeowners with professionals they can trust. We're creating community pages for every neighborhood in America. Most people, if you're a realtor, you might know this. There's 370,000 HOAs, homeowner associations out there. 53% of all homeowners live in an HOA, and most of them hate their HOA. Let's just be real, right? So we're on a mission to completely disrupt and re-engineer the way that that industry works. We believe instead of the community cops, they should be the servants. And what we do with realtors is we bring them on as community connectors. So we have a program where realtors can be the exclusive community connector for a neighborhood, whether it's an HOA or a non-HOA community. We're creating online community pages for each of them. And then we help you activate your network. And we do that through a few things. Number one, the Home Safe Report that I told you is kind of like HomeBot, you know, meets Trusted Team. And then another thing that we do is a concierge service, because when you're helping somebody move into a new neighborhood, new city, they don't know anybody. When I moved from Oregon to Phoenix, my wife and I didn't know a soul here, right? So we built a home and we had to go find a painter, a plumber, a landscaper, a pool cleaner, all the stuff, the house cleaner, all the stuff we needed. So we asked other people for those recommendations. What we're doing here is we're kind of creating the Angie's List for each neighborhood and finding out who those homeowners recommend, and then, you know, making the realtor kind of famous in that area. So those are a couple of the things that we do. People can go to hoa.com/pro to learn more about what we're doing, and they can become a member in our referral network. We're really creating the number one referral network for professionals who serve homeowners. That's really what we're doing.
Right. And I imagine it's kind of like a subscription based, and you're able to kind of do it that way.
We are, and it is. Yeah. So we have programs that start less than $1 a day, kind of like a referral network that you might belong to locally. We create an online version of that. Our entry level is called Certified Pro. It's $357 for a year. So again, less than $1 a day. We have other programs for those that are higher up in their business, an Expert Pro for those that want more help with social media. They want to create their own business alliance. They get access to group coaching calls and a whole bunch of marketing tools. The Certified Pro is licensed in one community. Our Expert Pros are licensed in three, and then we have other programs from there. But usually what we find is that, number one, people need help activating their existing referral network. So that's really what we focus on, and we give them unique tools to help them kind of own their local neighborhoods. And, you know, I'll tell you one of the things that we just did, we do also do community impact campaigns and events. And so a lot of people aren't great at creating social media. So every month we create a couple of done for you social media posts that you can copy, post, and paste. And then we also do community impact events. And we've got some great people that are having great success with that. Like 2 weeks ago, we had a community barbecue in one of the neighborhoods, and a realtor and a mortgage lender put it on. There were about 50 of the homeowners that came out to us. They all brought their meat, so nobody had to, you know, spend a bunch of money on this. It was just the party in the park, but their kids were playing basketball. There was a kickball game, which was awesome, and it was so cool because this happened not far from me. At one point, I was looking around, Michael, and there were about 50 people there. Not one person was on their cell phone. Every single person there was just talking, whether they were a kid or a grandparent. They were just actually connecting in their community. So we kind of want to make it old school and bring people out of the neighborhood and get them connected. And then the realtors and mortgage lenders and the other home service pros get to be the community connector that brings it all together.
Yeah, absolutely. And just kind of wrapping it up, I really think that those kind of that relationship building, it really helps when there are changes in markets.
Yeah,
because you've built that equity with your community and all your referral partners, because people are going to move and, you know, relocate regardless of market conditions. But if you're the person that is that trusted, you know, resource out there, I think that kind of helps you out a lot of the way.
It's huge. And Michael, if we can, before we wrap, I want to tell two stories. One,
when
I lived in Beaverton, Oregon, I lived in this area called Murray Hill. And in Murray Hill, there was this one realtor, and there's about 10 communities. And if you drove the streets of any of those 10 communities, you saw "For Sale by Brian Bellairs." We used to call him the mayor of Murray Hill because this dude owned the market. He farmed the markets, right? We call what we're doing hyper-local social farming. Because it's all about those individual communities. So we think people should be the mayor of Murray Hill, just like Brian Bellairs was, right? That's really the key. And, you know, some of your listeners may know the Tom Ferry experiment, right? What Tom did, if you're not familiar with that concept, is they did a survey, and they surveyed a neighborhood and asked every homeowner who their most trusted real estate agent was. And the results came back, and there was no clear winner. Everybody had a vote or two, right? Then what they did is for 8 weeks in a row, they sent a postcard to every single homeowner with a fictitious realtor, didn't exist, fake realtor. But they sent that postcard every single week to every homeowner in that neighborhood. And at the end of 8 weeks, they did a survey again to ask who's the top trusted realtor in that neighborhood. And you know the one, Michael?
Oh, yeah.
Fictitious realtor, right? I need to find out his name because that would make the story even better. But the person didn't even exist. But because they had remarketed and retargeted to every neighbor in that community that farmed the market, they were able to reap what they had sowed, right? To use kind of biblical terms. And it's so true. So guys, get famous in the communities that you are farming. Focus not just on serving everybody, but build deep relationships, whether it's referral partners or homeowners. And in both cases, the more that your name shows up, the more that they see you, the more they know you, the more they like you, the more they trust you, the more they will refer you. So we invite you to do that at HOA.com. It's what we're kind of best in the world at. It's a partnership platform. We help pros who serve homeowners partner and cross-promote, and we'd love to help you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I think any agent should really be looking into doing those kind of things. Cause even in our, I live in an HOA, you know, part of that 56%. And, we have a couple here and they're always doing community events and throwing, you know, different parties and things. You know, we've got the Easter egg hunt coming up here shortly. They're the host of that. So, I mean, and I guarantee they're getting a lot of referral business out of our neighborhood.
100%. And you know what? We recommend that you throw the party so that you're the famous person, right? The mayor of Murray Hill and everybody knows you. But even if you just go and attend those types of events and meet the people there, you're going to find your perfect prospects, right? It's all about being in the community and getting known. It's not about who you know. It's about who knows you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I really do appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. I hope this helps, Michael. Guys, go out there, take action. If there's one takeaway from this, it's take action. Don't think about it, do it. Get out there, take action, make the calls, connect with people. The deeper relationships you have, the more raving referrals you'll get.
I really want to thank Brandon for taking the time to talk with us and share his advice for building powerhouse referral partnerships. Remember, if you're interested in hearing more from Brandon, I've included a link to his book, Raving Referrals, as well as HOA.com in the episode description. So once again, if you think you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or a tip to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. Well, that wraps things up for this episode, but remember, follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts and make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents YouTube channel. Again, I'm Michael Walter, and we'll see you on the next episode.